Bogoslav volcano is still cranky. It started erupting again shortly before midnight and sent an ash plume about 20,000 feet into the air by early this morning. The eruption caused the Alaska Volcano Observatory to issue its highest alert level for aircraft. Bogoslav Island is an important breeding ground for marine mammals and seabirds, making it the perfect place to monitor how life responds to volcanic destruction. Zoe Sobel from Alaska's Energy Desk has more on how scientists will start by mapping geographic change.
Bogoslav Island is tiny, but it's hard to say how tiny because the shape and size of the island are changing pretty much constantly since the eruption started in mid-December. And while recent eruptions have added new land, Chris Way Thomas of the U.S. Geological Survey says that on the whole, the roughly mile-long island has shrunk.
It looks quite a bit different than it did before. It seemed very susceptible to wave erosion, so deposits that formed, you know, hours ago are immediately being attacked by the ocean.
With continued seismic unrest, the island is in a constant state of flux. But Way Thomas can document that change with commercial satellite data that he turns into maps. This creates an opportunity to study how an island and its ecosystem respond to volcanic activity.
When their habitat is altered, you know, what do? Where do they go? Does it impact the species significantly? How have these species dealt with these sorts of things?
Way Thomas says research in this natural laboratory applies to both natural and man-made disturbances.
And the big question that everyone has is, well, if this happens, how long will it take to recover, right? If we put this mine in here and do this, or if this spills, how long does it take for nature to come back?
But for that answer, we'll just have to wait. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.